On Good, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Good. Mendicants, I will teach you what is good and what is not good. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. And what, mendicants, is not good? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called what is not good. And what is good? Avoiding killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called what is good. The Teaching of the Noble Ones. Mendicants, I will teach you the teaching of the noble ones and what is not the teaching of the noble ones. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. And what is not the teaching of the noble ones? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called what is not the teaching of the noble ones. And what is the teaching of the noble ones? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the teaching of the noble ones. Skillful. I will teach you the skillful and the unskillful. And what is the unskillful? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called the unskillful. And what is the skillful? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the skillful. Beneficial. I will teach you the beneficial and the harmful. And what is the harmful? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called the harmful. And what is the beneficial? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the beneficial. The Teaching. I will teach you what is the teaching and what is not the teaching. And what is not the teaching? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called what is not the teaching. And what is the teaching? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the teaching. Defiled. I will teach you the defiled principle and the undefiled. And what is the defiled principle? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called the defiled principle. And what is the undefiled principle? not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the undefiled principle. Blameworthy. I will teach you the blameworthy principle and the blameless. And what is the blameworthy principle? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will, and wrong view. This is called the blameworthy principle. And what is the blameless principle? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the blameless principle. Mortifying. I will teach you the mortifying principle and the unmortifying. And what is the mortifying principle? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called the mortifying principle. And what is the unmortifying principle? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the unmortifying principle. Leading to accumulation. I will teach you the principle that leads to accumulation and that which leads to dispersal. And what is the principle that leads to accumulation? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called the principle that leads to accumulation. And what is the principle that leads to dispersal? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the principle that leads to dispersal. With suffering as outcome. I will teach you the principle that has suffering as outcome and that which has happiness as outcome. And what is the principle whose outcome is suffering? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is the principle whose outcome is suffering. And what is the principle whose outcome is happiness? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is the principle whose outcome is happiness. Result. I will teach you the principle that results in suffering and that which results in happiness. And what is the principle that results in suffering? Killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, covetousness, ill will and wrong view. This is called the principle that results in suffering. And what is the principle that results in happiness? Not killing living creatures, stealing and sexual misconduct, avoiding speech that's false, divisive, harsh or nonsensical, contentment, goodwill and right view. This is called the principle that results in happiness.